Hello, Audio Boom. Thought I'd do a quick recording before bedtime just to tell you about a few more things I've got for my new home. And this time it's cushions and draft excluders. And both were got in Wilkinson's. I also got a soap dish to go with my sparkly blue bathroom set that I bought earlier in the week. It's last week actually, I think. Sometime last week anyway, can't remember. But anyway, today I got three lovely, big, cuddly, squishy cushions to go on my new three-seater sofa. I would have got more, but there was only three of the colour that I wanted. And they are red, and they feel sort of fleecy, but they also have a ribbed design as well, like fleecy corduroy, or corduroy, however you pronounce it. But it's quite a thick ribbing, so you've got like sort of tactile lines going across. They can be either horizontal or vertical, depending which way you had the pillow, the cushion rather. So I'm getting sleepy, I'm getting all my words in a mucking fuddle. But I got three of them. I thought they'd look nice on the beige sofa, and apparently it has a little pale pinky red design in it too. So I've got three cushions. They're £8 each from Wilkinson's. No, was it £8? No, £8.50, I think. Anyway, these are bigger ones. They're probably about 16 inches across rather than the usual size, which is about a foot across. So they also did them in cream and in teal, which is a bluey green colour, I think. But it wouldn't have on with my sofa, so I'm glad I got the red ones. And I also bought two red draft excluders, again from Wilkinson's, and they are just like red cotton tubes stuffed with some sort of soft stuffing, and you just put them over the bottom of any doors where there might be a draft coming out. So I've got one at the front door and one in front of the big bedroom door, because there is quite a gap. I can get my fingers under the door, so I've got one in front of those. And then we went to the butcher's. There's a nice butcher's in Folkestone that does free range meat. It's not the cheapest, but they do lovely sausages. So I've got couple of nice big sausages for me, and they also do pet mince, which is like a mixture of different meats minced up that you can feed to your dog as, you know, raw food. I thought I'd get some for Kinsey because it's good for him to have some raw meat. After all, that's what dog's natural diet is, so I'm going to try him on some of that. I think he'll enjoy it. He's had it before when I visited Barbara, and he loves it, so he's going to get some of that as well. And we went to the cafe for the breakfast club. Me, Barbara, her friend Paul, and his mum Sylv. Short for Sylvia, I think, or Sylvie. I'm not quite sure which, but she's always been known as Sylv. And I had a bacon and cheese omelette. I'm not a great egg lover normally, but I don't mind a good omelette or scrambled egg. And they do some very nice omelettes. So, bacon and cheese omelette, chips, and if Mr. Graham Page is listening, then yes, they were Radio 4 chips. They weren't done in lard or dripping like up north. But they were very nice Radio 4 chips. And I had baked beans with it and a slice of black pudding. So the combination of beans and eggs could be a bit fatal, but at the moment everything is fine. And I had that and a coffee. So I ate that about 11, so didn't really need to open up Hell's Kitchen this evening. So I didn't. I just had a last of the hot cross buns and the rest of the blueberries. I had some fresh blueberries that I bought from Lidl's a few days ago. So I finished those off. And that was about it, really, sort of food-wise. Yeah, very nice indeed. It's a lovely cafe, the one we go to. It's called L'Oreal's Cafe. And it's next door to Sainsbury's. And they do all sorts of things. You can get full English breakfast, burgers, chilli, macaroni cheese, jacket potatoes, probably other things like toasted sandwiches. Or they do lovely fish and chips and this rather nice bacon and cheese omelette. So that's what I've been up to today. Ooh, and now I think I'm going to go to bed because I am yawning like mad. And tomorrow it's off to sort out housing benefit. Deep joy. So I shall talk to you all again in Audio Boomland sometime soon. Bye for now.